USDA released the latest cattle on feed report Friday.
The number of cattle on feed on April 1st was just under 10.9 million head, which was about 1% below a year ago. Our feedlot operators marketed just under 1.7 million head of cattle, which was down about 4%, and the lowest marketing number since the series began in 1996. And about 1.8 million head of cattle were placed during March, and that was about 5% below a year earlier.
USDA livestock economist Shale Shagham says the expectation was that placements would be higher, but he notes that the percentage of heifers in the inventory was 34% compared to 36% last year.
So what that implies is that with those lower proportion, it's likely that producers are holding back heifers in anticipation of being able to breed them and add them to the breeding herd. More evidence that there is an expansionary feeling underway.
Economist Anne-Marie Kuhn says the lower cattle herd numbers mean higher beef prices will continue.
Beef and veal prices rose again last month, increasing 1.9% since February, and they're now up 7.4% since the same time last March. So these figures really reflect an increase in exports. We have also a decrease in imports, and they also are indicating that the cattle herd has continued to contract. That's one of the main factors, and also it's a signal to us that the record high beef prices in the supermarket are here to stay for at least the coming months.
Meanwhile, Farm Service Agency Administrator Juan Garcia reports that cattle producers have been signing up for the livestock disaster assistance programs under the new Farm Bill.
To date, we have over 13,000 applications that have been filed by our producers throughout the country. So far, we've issued close to $5 million in benefits. The majority has been with the Livestock Forage Program. So far, I believe we have around close to 800 producers that have received payments.
Sign-up began on April 15th, and producers eligible for the programs have until January 30th of 2015 to sign up, which Garcia says reflects the fact that the programs expired in 2011 and were not renewed until the new Farm Bill was passed.
We decided to have a longer sign-up period because we do realize we're looking at 3 years of information that producers have to bring in. So sometimes it may take a little longer. So we just wanted producers to have enough time.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.